And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. It's Tristan Winder, pleased to sit down once again and talk to Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen. Mr. Secretary, good to talk to you as always.
Glad to be with you, Tristan.
Now, Mr. Secretary, before we dive into it in full force, I want to talk a little bit about the trip that you've made here to the western end of the state. A lot of opportunity for you to interact with some of the nation's youth here in the western end of the state, specifically in Keith and Arthur counties.
That's right. I spoke with the senior class of the Arthur County High School, and that was in response to a letter that I received from one of their students in their government class. And I responded to the student as part of her senior project and decided that I would come out and just meet with the class directly. And I have to tell you, Tristan, it is very, very encouraging. And I'm very optimistic about our future when I talk to our kids in western Nebraska.
Mr. Secretary, you were telling me off the air, too, that this is one of the most enjoyable aspects of the job also, getting an interaction with some of our nation's youth.
It is. I'll be talking with the government class at Ogallala High School. I'm going to meet with students in Paxton as well. And I was on the State Board of Education for 8 years. I have a passion for education. And we all know the importance of educating our kids into the genius of our country and what's happening now in terms of current events and issues before us.
One big thing that's coming through here at the state of Nebraska is the big push to legalize marijuana in our state, Mr. Secretary. And big news that circulated here throughout the month is the fact that the Legal Marijuana Now Party has become an official major political party in the state. Can you tell us about the process of becoming a political party here in the Good Life?
Sure. It requires the circulation of petitions in each of the three congressional districts, and you have to have 1% of the voters, and a number equaling 1% of the voters who cast votes for governor, and in each of the three congressional districts. For this year, that meant that that they needed just shy of 7,000 signatures divided among the three congressional districts. They turned in 7,600. They reached the 1% in each of the three districts, and so they qualified to be listed as a political party in the state of Nebraska. This is like the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Libertarian Party, and now we have the Legal Marijuana Now Party.
So what does this mean moving forward? What will voters notice moving ahead in our elections here in the state, Mr. Secretary?
It means that the Legal Marijuana Now Party is entitled to nominate candidates in partisan races. In 2022, all of the state constitutional offices are up for election. Governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, the attorney general, the treasurer, and the auditor will all be on the ballot in 2022. Those are all partisan races. And so if the Legal Marijuana Now Party wishes to field candidates in those races, it is now entitled to do so.
So
they can also field a candidate in the congressional races in 2022.
Okay. Now, will this have any impact on the state unicameral or on any local politics?
Well, it won't have anything to do with the unicameral because those are nonpartisan races.
Sure.
There are local races that are partisan races as well. And so if you have local races that are partisan, that is where people run as Republicans and Democrats, then, again, the Legal Marijuana Now Party could run a candidate.
Very unique to have this happen too here, sir. Do you recall off the top of your head the last time we had another political party join such as this in the Good Life?
Well, the last time was the Libertarian Party several years ago. It's not a common occurrence. Doesn't happen very often. There are requirements that have to be met in order for them to remain a political party. They have to have 5% of the vote in some partisan race. Or they have to have at least 10,000 people register under the Legal Marijuana Now Party. So if you register to vote and you register as a Republican, you register as a Democrat, a Libertarian, an Independent, they will need to have at least 10,000 people in the state register as a member of the Legal Marijuana Now Party in order to stay viable and listed as a political party.
And for
or they have to have 5% of the votes in some partisan race across the state.
And for folks that haven't yet registered to vote, or perhaps some individuals that are approaching the age of 18 and getting ready to vote for the first time, they can choose this political party just as folks way back when would have chosen the Democrat, Republican parties, or Libertarian, like you mentioned, sir.
Right. When people register now, they're going to have the option of registering as a member of this party. And people who are registered today in one party or another are entitled to change their registration if they wish to do so.
Secretary of State Evnen, as always, we appreciate the time, sir. It's good to talk to you, and it's good to have you here in the western end of the state interacting with some of our youth here in the Good Life.
Thanks, Tristan. Glad to be with you.